So it's done and pretty much just waiting for the official release now. Sonic Democracy has recorded their album. We're going to have a little hint of what you can expect a little bit later on in the show. But right now, some of the members of Sonic Democracy are here. Why don't you introduce yourselves?
Hi, my name is Nathan Zink. I'm a guitar player for Sonic Democracy.
My name is Josh Warner. I'm the student manager.
And I'm Barry Promaine, Sonic Democracy's teacher.
There you go. So this year, for second year in a row, you're releasing an album. A little different this year. It's a concept album. You came in here a few weeks back, but now it's done. You've gone to Toronto. You've recorded it as one of the guitar players. How did that go? How was it, you know, being in a studio?
It was actually really fun. It went surprisingly well. Like, going in there, I kind of thought it would be, like, a little scary. Like, oh, no, what if I don't know my parts and all this? But, like, once you just, like, sit down, play through, you mess up one note, you'll just go back, retry. Yeah, it was a pretty fun experience.
You had 5 songs in 4 days, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So did you get any sleep while you were in Toronto?
Not much.
What about the promotional side of stuff? How's that going so far?
So far, so good. We've been getting the name out as much as we can online. We've been sending our stuff off to different people who might be interested in it. I think it's going pretty well.
So now you've got everything mastered. We're going to play some clips in a little bit. Once it's officially released, right, June 8th and 9th is the show happening at Timmins High. Other than physical copies, where is it going to be available?
Well, it's going to be available on all digital platforms, Google Play, Apple Music, Spotify. Everywhere you get music, our album will be there.
Awesome. Now, Barry, you've been doing this now for a little while. What was different this time around than, like, say, last year for the first album?
I think we went with having players who had attended the studio and worked with the Tempo Educates team. So through a type of mentorship within the band, I think the new members, when they had apprehensions or uncertainties, were able to learn from the members who had already experienced the process of flying to Toronto, recording in a world-class studio. And from an emotional standpoint, working through some of the difficulties with playing the music in the amount of time that we had successfully.
Right. And so there's a few other people in the room not talking right now. I want you to say who they are, why they're here.
Yeah, we have Velo Mazik. He is the person who orchestrated this whole thing. He had a vision for a music charity through education. Music provides opportunity, an acronym for TEMPO. And they've done wonderful things for young people throughout the province of Ontario. Aligning us with Coalition Music and Tahoe Resources, and I hope they continue to offer young people such a wonderful opportunity like this.
Now, there's a guy walking around with a camera right now. What's he doing?
That's Phil. Phil's from Toronto as well. Phil came up to document our journey. So from the beginning, Phil has come to Toronto with us. He has been in Timmins with us, and in the end, at our concerts, we will show a mini documentary of our first time together right through to our time on stage.
And the third and final person not talking, sitting right behind you, what does she do with Sonic Democracy?
Brenna's amazing. Brenna's a student who is focusing along with Josh on the management side, the marketing team. And with a band of this size, with ambitions, our goals that we strive to obtain, we need specialized people who can work solely on the music business side. And through Vel and many skilled professionals in the music industry in Toronto, they are gaining these very valuable skills.
Well, now the title Crossroads and Dreamlands, the artwork and all that kind of stuff, it's very neon, it's bright, but the music is very diverse. It's it's the 5 stages of grief, right? So how did that come about? How has that been trying to get that into an album art cover?
Well, we had one of our students, Anthony Koss, working on the album cover, and we just tried to come up with something that would fully encapsulate the sense of grief. So you have, like, in the foreground, this desolate area into a bright, shining city at the end.
Right, so it's starting off terrible and getting through it eventually.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect. That was sort of the idea we went for.
So which song or songs, if there was multiple, were you part of on the album?
I was part of songs 2, 4, and 5.
Oh, wow. So you were busy.
Yeah. So I was part of Anger, Depression, and Acceptance.
And so much did you have any input on lyrics, or was it just the guitar parts for you?
Mostly just guitar parts. Like, I wanted to help out with the lyrics a bit, but I don't know. I'm not good with that stuff. So.
You're like, give me a guitar, I'll stand on stage, and I'll play to your lyrics.
Yeah.
There you go.
Not much.
Is there anything you want to mention? We know the shows are happening June 8th and 9th. That's when the album's going to be released at Timmins High. Anything else you want to mention, Barry, before I let you guys get out of here?
Yeah, I'd like to encourage everyone in our community to come out on June 8 and 9. We'd like to sell out both evenings and celebrate this wonderful success as the album gets released throughout the world and people can experience it. We will be playing the entirety of the album and as a concept album from start to finish. And I think seeing that live, audience members can appreciate even more the depth and complexity that the students put into this very unique album.
Now, I should, before I do let you go, mention you're playing Stars and Thunder this year. Which band are you opening for?
We'll be playing June 26th, opening for Marianas Trench.
How excited are you for being on stage with Marianas Trench?
Decently excited, I guess.
Nervous?
I don't know. A little, because it's, well, a bigger stage, and I've never really played in front of anybody before, but
right.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome. Well, hopefully it's going to be, you know, a nice sold-out night, June 8th and 9th. The album will be on sale. And coming up in about 15, 20 minutes, we'll have clips from all five songs so people can get a good sense of what they can expect. It's fantastic. I love the songs and look forward to everyone else getting to hear them too.
Thanks, Shane.
Thank you.